107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's Friday, that means we check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zayers in Stratford, Listowel, and Goderich, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, Sydney, it's our recipe of the week. Get us ready for the weekend. What do you have for us?
Well, Jamie, I opened my fridge yesterday to discover that I had a bunch of herbs in there that I had totally forgotten about. And this is a problem that I know happens to many people. So it got me thinking, what could I do with these leftover herbs? And I instantly thought pesto. So this week's recipe is called Clean Out the Kitchen Pesto.
A great idea and a great title, too. I love it. So how do we put this one together?
Yeah, so I think while many of us are probably familiar with the deliciousness that is pesto, I think many people have yet to discover how easy it is to make at home. So all you need to start is a food processor or a high-powered blender. Then open your fridge and collect your greens. So things like spinach or baby arugula or any leftover fresh herbs that are sitting around like basil, parsley, or cilantro. Next, look for a lemon or lime and squeeze the juice out. You'll also want to check your pantry for any kind of nuts that you might have, like walnuts, cashews, pecans, or peanuts. And finally, you will also need some chopped onion, garlic, olive oil, and some sort of cheese, like Parmesan, ricotta, or feta. Now, if you're vegan or you can't eat dairy, you can also use nutritional yeast instead to give it that cheesy flavor. Then combine all your ingredients in your food processor or blender, blend on high until well combined, and voila, you have your homemade pesto that you can serve tossed into pasta, zucchini noodles, spread on sandwiches, paninis, or wraps.
I love the sounds of this. It's a clean out the kitchen pesto. And again, when you talk about pesto sauce, it makes such a difference. It's so flavorful to a number of dishes.
Absolutely. And it's such a nice way, just like you said, Jamie, to add flavor without adding a ton of extra salt. So those herbs just really bring a big punch when it comes to the flavor of your meals.
Always great ideas. We'll have the recipe of the week available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Now, Sydney, it seems like a while ago, but how did Halloween go for the kittens? You had some fun with some of the Halloween costumes.
Yes, they loved Halloween. They were peeking their noses out the door when the trick-or-treaters came. So they had a great weekend last weekend, but today they are going in to be spayed at the vet, so they are not so happy kitties, and they are sitting in their kennels waiting to be taken.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good for you for doing this, but I guess you've got your hands full today?
I do, yes. They are meowing up a storm, waiting to be gone, and I've got a couple scratches, so I've got a busy day ahead of me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, again, have a great day, Sydney, and a great weekend as well. Hope all goes well with the kittens today, or well enough.
Oh, thanks so much, Jamie. Hope you have a great weekend as well.
And Sydney, before we let you go, how do they find you on Facebook?
Yes, so you can find me on Facebook by searching Sydney B., your dietitian at Zayers.
All right, Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zayers, with our recipe of the week. Thanks again, Sydney, and hopefully it's a relatively scratch-free rest of the day and weekend.
Thanks so much, Jamie. I hope so, too.